speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, April the 24th, 2019. It looks like Texas might end daylight savings time. And it couldn't come any sooner as far as I'm concerned. Those of us who have to get up at oh dark 30 don't like the government messing with our biological clock or our alarm clock any more than is necessary. And it isn't necessary for them to mess with this. So hopefully that's going to be one thing that will be taken off of the list. We're going to talk today about President Trump's meeting yesterday in the Oval Office, a surprise meeting with the CEO of Twitter and many other executives there. What is behind that? What may come of that? What should come of that? We'll talk about. We'll also talk about the invasion at the border. It is now with guns. And it's absolutely amazing to watch what our government continues to do abroad and what it refuses to do here at our own border. There's no support for this. There's no support within the Republican Party. There certainly isn't any support for this, as a new poll shows, for those who are younger voters. President Trump apparently is ceding this America First agenda of not pursuing regime change, not doing nation destruction, then supposed nation building after the fact, that never occurs. He's turned from that, apparently, turned to his military-industrial complex advisors, people like Mike Pompeo, who said, you know, I was a candidate, a cadet at West Point, and our motto there was, you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, and you don't tolerate those who do. And then I became director of the CIA, and we lied, and we cheated, and we stole. And he's proud of that. And he's still lying, cheating, and stealing as Secretary of State and pushing these wars. And as I said before, he could also throw in torture and murder. But, we're not going to talk about that, right? That's okay. When the CIA does it, when the government does it, it's just fine. No, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make even any political sense. It doesn't make any sense from a perspective of making this nation stronger. It makes us weaker. To spend our lives, our children's lives, our own lives, in fighting useless, futile wars, bankrupting this country. And so we could stop this invasion, but again, I talked about this being an invasion. I've been talking about this for a year and a half, calling it an invasion, long before any other commentators like Ann Coulter picked it up. I'm glad she did. Then President Trump picked it up. It is now literally an invasion. They're coming with guns. And yet, what do we do? Nothing. Nothing at all about this. Instead, we are going to arrest the citizens who tried to do something when their government absolutely refused to do so. This is not something that needs to be done by Nancy Pelosi. She's not going to do it. It's not something that needs to be done by the Mexicans. They're not going to do it. They're now coming across the border, disarming our few soldiers that we have there. You know, two soldiers with one pistol between the two of them or something. This is just ridiculous. But we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the unholy global war of Islam. We've now had our Saudi allies have executed, beheaded 37 people yesterday. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, as we're talking about our foreign wars, it wasn't that long ago that after a supposed sarin gas attack, which was not a sarin gas attack, that eventually we found out. But we had the military-industrial complex get President Trump to launch missiles into Syria because we had dozens of people killed. Well, Saudi Arabia just did that, crucified some of them, put their heads on poles, had more than three dozen people killed in just one incident there. Are we going to be sending cruise missiles into Saudi Arabia? No. We won't be doing that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Wednesday, April the 24th, year of our Lord 2019. This is one for the record books, folks. Pay attention to this. I tweeted this out earlier today on my Twitter account, Libertarian. U.S. Navy ship is quarantined at sea for a vaccine-preventable virus despite 100% vaccination rate. Great observation by the Free Thought Project. That's their story. And, of course, you may not have been following this, but the USS Fort McHenry has been stuck at sea for months, along with hundreds of Marines and sailors, after dozens of crew members contracted mumps. Mumps. This used to be a childhood disease. We used to get lifetime immunity after having that disease as a child. When you have it as a child, it is not nearly as serious as when you have it as an adult, like measles. The ship remains quarantined as officials with the Navy and the Marines. The Marines conduct an in-depth epidemiological investigation. Well, you don't have to go too far into an epidemiological investigation to realize what's happening here. All U.S. military personnel are vaccinated against mumps. 100%. 100%. What does that tell us about herd immunity? I tweeted it out today on Libertarian. I said, hashtag vaccines work. That's, you know, you just type in hashtag vaccine. That's the first thing that comes up. That's the most popular hashtag, vaccines work. I said, oh yeah, really? Ha ha ha. Yeah. Do they really work? How about herd immunity? Well, you heard wrong from Big Pharma. The only immunity they get is legal immunity from the herd. All of you sheep out there who are being panicked on a daily basis, even coming from conservative media, the Drudge Report putting out, oh, look, there's more measles here every day. Well, there's mumps on a U.S. ship that has been quarantined, stuck at sea for months for a childhood disease that the vaccines were supposed to stop. 100% of them were vaccinated. That means, by the way, I don't know, they go into it in this story, that patient zero was also vaccinated. And we have seen that multiple times as well. In New York, we've seen it in California. We just had a case a couple of weeks ago of measles. And you had the school district send out a letter to the parents saying, we're so sorry. Your kids may have been exposed to measles. We found that a substitute teacher came down with measles. We had vetted her. She had been vaccinated. It's not our fault. She was vaccinated. Don't know how this could happen. Yeah, I know how it happens. I know exactly how it happens. The vaccines don't work, but you're going to be forced to take them. And if they damage you or your kids, you will not be allowed to sue them in court. If you know about it, you can go to a secret vaccine court that they set up back in 1986. And you can appeal to the special master there, and he'll do an arbitration process, and he may give you some taxpayer money, but you will not get any money from the big pharmaceutical industry that supports the cable news companies. That's why this continues to go on. It's so profitable for them. That's why the number of vaccines that you take, that your kids are taking, has multiplied. And as people's concerns have multiplied, now they're pushing mandatory vaccines everywhere. Just remember this. Remember this case when somebody gets into your face and tells you, you don't have the freedom to decide what goes into your body. All of you Democrats out there who are pushing mandatory vaccines and then say you're pro-choice, get your laws off my body. My body, my choice. What a bunch of hypocrites you are. We're going to talk about Booty Gay. Speaking of Democrat hypocrites, this guy who wants to redefine sin after he redefined marriage and putting himself out there as the new kinder, gentler face of the Democrats. I'm sorry. You murder children. don't talk to me about that. And of course, he was very adamant about that. In his hometown, they were going to put up a crisis pregnancy center, giving people options other than killing the babies. And Buttigieg personally overrode the zoning to stop that crisis pregnancy center there. That's how Christian he is. That's how Christian he is. You know, we talked yesterday about Bernie Sanders and how his plan would allow people who are still in prison to vote. And I said, do we really want Charles Manson voting? Yes, I know Charles Manson died a couple of years ago. However, that is no barrier to somebody voting Democrat. Just keep that in mind. But do we want people of his ilk? Do we want people like Hillary Clinton, for example? If she's locked up, do you really want her having a say even in an election? I don't. But let's understand that these people that the socialist loves, Bernie the socialist loves sociopaths. And of course we knew that already. We knew that he chose to go to the former Soviet Union where they had executed more people under the sociopath Stalin than even Hitler did of his own people. And then of course the other communist, Mao, did one better even than Stalin, starving people to death with his great leap forward, you know, an economic program. Bernie, the socialist, loves his sociopaths. And Breitbart went out and calculated how many murderers and rapists would be allowed to vote from prison if Bernie got his way. 183,000 murderers, 164,000 rapists. Well, that right there gives the Democrats the election. they supported Bill Clinton. Why wouldn't they give the vote to rapists in prison? They supported Hillary Clinton. Why wouldn't they support murderers voting? I mean, the Democrats almost elected somebody with a string of Clinton sides behind her as president. So why wouldn't they give murderers the vote? It's absolutely amazing. And then, of course, Kamala Harris sitting on the fence. I think we need to have a discussion about this. Well, you know, this is your opportunity. You're answering questions. You're at a town hall. We're talking about policy, but no. Whenever you get a difficult question as a Democrat politician, the way that you escape that, this year at least, is to say, well, I think we should have a discussion about that. We really should have a discussion about that. Well, let's have a discussion about what happened with President Trump and Twitter, and then we're going to get into the invasion that is happening at the border. Now it's with guns. And then we'll talk about the global unholy war. Leo Zagami is going to be joining us in the second hour, talking about how it's no longer safe in Italy to wear a cross in public. You know, they've told the police chiefs, you know, be on the lookout for groups of Muslims who are getting together. Let's just tell people that cut down on all the Christian symbols. You know, it triggers people to have those crosses in cemeteries. You don't want to wear one on your neck. I mean, they're treating that's like a MAGA cap to a Democrat here. A cross around your neck, that is something that triggers the Muslims in Italy. So Italy just needs to conform to the new rulers that have been brought in for them. Even Angela Merkel is saying in Germany, this is We got to be concerned now about Christians. She goes even further than Hillary Clinton. She doesn't call them Easter worshipers. She said, we got to be concerned about Christians. Well, she's been concerned. She's been the one who has been bringing in this fifth column. That's her concern over the last few years. Now, you know, that's the way that this evolves. Oh, wow, we didn't know how that was going to happen. Now we got to protect you from that. Well, no, sorry, it's too late to protect you. What, you want me to get rid of these people that are here, that are illegally here? You know, even President Trump can't do that. We can't enforce our border laws. We still have the deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA. You know, that was the executive order from the Obama administration. President Trump's still going with that. He doesn't want to enforce the law. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill. A lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com. TechJobs@InfoWars.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
President Trump met with Jack Dorsey and many of the Twitter staff in the Oval Office yesterday. Tweeted out a picture of it. I said, great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue. Well, President Trump, if you want to have an open dialogue, Twitter's not the place for you. You should go somewhere else. As a matter of fact, President Trump, if you would go somewhere else, everyone would follow you. Your friends would follow you. Your enemies would follow you. The press, good and bad, would follow you. Everybody would follow you. Why are you still there? We know what they're doing. As a matter of fact, it's not just Twitter, but all of social media. It is not their world, but they treat it as if it's their world. The world of social media. We've had a Supreme Court decision. 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. And you had a coal company town. They owned everything in the town. They owned the public square. They told a lady that she couldn't hand out religious tracts in the public square. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said her First Amendment is a human right. It's part of her being a human. And a corporation cannot take that away from them, even if that corporation owns the public square. It's their private property. Yes, she's on their private property, but they cannot take away her freedom of speech. Just as we don't allow corporations to take away your money or to take away your home, right? Your speech is your property, your most important property. It's more important than those physical things. It is the essence of your humanity, to have the certain inalienable rights that our government was created to protect under the Declaration of Independence. That was the principle that this country was founded upon. And some of those rights were so important that we specifically enumerated them. So the government will not take those. And implicit in that is the fact that the government will defend those rights, because that's why we created the government, to defend those rights. And we also said, if we didn't enumerate each one of these, that doesn't mean that we're giving it up. Anything that we haven't put here, they said in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, is still retained by the individuals and by the states as rights, as powers. Rights of the individuals, powers of the states, if we didn't tell you that. But we've forgotten all of that. We don't pay attention to that anymore. We don't pay attention to the Constitution. We don't even remember a 1946 Supreme Court decision. I'm not of the opinion that everything that the Supreme Court says is law. However, even those people who treat it as such ignore this opinion. Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times in public that Twitter is the public square. That puts him right in the crosshairs of that 1946 Marsh versus Alabama decision. Free speech should not be taken away by a few trendy billionaires in Silicon Valley. I'm sorry. That's why they were created by DARPA. That's why DARPA assisted in their creation. That's why they created the internet, quite frankly, and then gave money to these corporations. I hope President Trump understands that. I wish he would do something about it. I wish he would tell his attorney general to enforce the First Amendment, to enforce the Supreme Court decision about the First Amendment. We don't have to go through a long, decades-long antitrust regulation trial. That isn't going to work anyway. Just say you can't do this. But the reason this exists, and the reason it's being ignored by the government, and the reason that they pushed them to do this, is because our government wants it. They want to control your speech. They want to purge certain information out while they push other information on you. And most of that has to do with their foreign wars. That's really where the major push is coming. It's coming from the intelligence agencies. It's coming from the Atlantic Council, a NATO think tank, and others who have funded these individuals. Also part of the meeting, I said earlier in the day, Trump complained that his Twitter follower count would be much higher if the social media giant wasn't playing their political games. He said, no wonder Congress wants to get involved, and they should. No, President Trump, you are the president. The buck stops at your desk. You're the one who made Twitter huge. As a matter of fact, you're more responsible for Twitter's success than anybody. And you could move that success to a free speech platform. You don't have to wait for Nancy Pelosi to do everything. You don't have to wait for Mexico to do it. You don't have to get permission from the military-industrial complex. You are president. Act like it. You have powers, and you have responsibilities and duties as well. President Trump even said the best thing, quoted Maria Bartiromo, Fox News, who said the best thing that ever happened to Twitter is Donald Trump. Well, that's true. He said that's true. But they don't treat me well. Well, President Trump, you've been treated a lot better than Alex Jones has. And it's about time you stand up for freedom of speech instead of acting like a coward and pretending that you don't have the power to do anything. You have power with Twitter that far exceeds your authority and power as president. It's about time you do something. You have Tom Fitton, who is head of Judicial Watch, urging President Trump to go on offense over this Mueller probe to go after the Department of Justice. And Tom Fitton is absolutely right. Hopefully President Trump will do that, will go on offense. He said you should file a criminal complaint over what Mueller did with the probe. Tom Fitton said it's that bad. He's a crime victim. He said Peter Strzok and people like that who abuse their offices for political purposes, they victimized him and many others, and there has to be criminal accountability. Absolutely. There must be criminal accountability. Put these people in jail and don't give them the right to vote. Unlike Bernie, I don't want Peter Strzok voting. I don't want Hillary voting. Just put them in jail. Just put them in jail. Let's take a look at the border. You know, President Trump, while he's enforcing the laws, maybe he could tell his attorney general to also enforce the border law, to stop deferring action. That's what DACA is. There is no such thing as dreamers. We had multiple dream acts that were put up by the Democrats. They never passed. So you had the Obama administration, Janet Napolitano at Department of Homeland Security said, we're not going to enforce the border law. We're going to defer action for people who come here after a certain age, because it's not enough to have anchor babies. We're going to say, well, okay, you can be an anchor baby. We're not going to throw you out. You can come here up to the age of 30-something, and we'll still leave you here. We're not going to enforce the law. Well, it's time that President Trump and his administration understand that they took an oath to the Constitution. And they also took an oath to enforce the law. And they need to stop punting on this and using it for political gain. A Harvard poll, by the way, you know, we talk about the border. We can go to every other border in the world. We can build nations. We can protect their borders. But we can't protect our border. Not at all. I'll talk about that when we come back. The vast majority of young 2020 voters agree with candidate Trump. Put America first. Protect the borders. President Trump should pay attention to that.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focused, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout Ultimate Sleep Aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The BrainForce Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've had a poll that just came out of the Harvard Institute of Politics. They polled voters between the ages of 18 and 29 years old. Nearly 40% said they oppose the idea that the U.S. should use its military to topple foreign dictators and then promote a democracy in those countries that did not really want it enough to do it themselves, right? We've seen this script over and over again. My entire life, the U.S. government has been attempting to do this. From Vietnam on, we're going to have nation building. We're going to have regime change. Never works. They can't even win the long-term asymmetric warfare that happens after they go in and destroy a country. But this is not our purpose. And this is what President Trump, as a candidate, campaigned for. But now he is ceding that to Bernie Sanders. President Trump is now siding with the military-industrial complex. I still haven't seen anybody come out of Syria. How did we get all those troops in Syria? How did we have a dozen military bases built there and four airfields built there? Who authorized that? had a discussion. Well, we're going to bring 4,000 troops home. Well, it's only 2,000. No, you're not going to bring them home, President Trump, said the military-industrial complex. And they've gone quiet about that now. How did they ever get the authority for that? Remember when Jeff Sessions kind of passively complained to Leon Panetta? Well, you're going to tell us if you're going to send troops into Syria, aren't you? Senator, we will confer with NATO and the UN, and we may tell you what we decide to do, said Leon Panetta. Well, golly, I'm absolutely surprised by that. You know what the Constitution says. But, of course, he didn't do anything to come after Leon Panetta. And they subsequently put troops in. Who knows when they put them in? Were they put in under the Obama administration? Were they put in under the Trump administration? Who knows? Who's in charge? Oh, well, that would be the CIA. I guess we need to ask John Brennan or Gina Haspel on whose orders those troops went in. And we need to beg them to remove them, I guess. They find that the non-interventionist America First platform, it was embraced by President Trump during the 2016 presidential election, remains very popular with young, likely voters. This is a story from Breitbart. They said less than 25% of young, likely 2020 voters said they supported nation-building policies. If you want to win an election, President Trump, you want to go where the 75 to 80% of the people are. If you want to be President Trump after 2020. Iraq, Libya, and these other wars are put in by the Bush and Obama administrations are not popular with these individuals, these young voters. Even among young Republicans, where they had the most support for useless nation-building wars that never work, among young Republicans, about 34% said that they oppose such policies, while 30% said that they agreed with nation-building. So 34% are against and 30% agree with nation building, even amongst the Republicans. It's not even close with Democrats and independents. Not even close. When you combine all those groups together, the majority opinion says, no, we don't do that. But then look at our border. As WND says, the border crisis now is a pure invasion, and it requires a military buildup. I said that from the very beginning of this program. I began this program back in August of 2018. August of 2017. And it had already been 7 months since President Trump had been there, and nothing had been done. And I was getting very impatient. I'm even more impatient about it now. I'm actually angry about it. I'm very angry about the inactivity. And I said, this is an invasion. How do you define an invasion? I said, an invasion is defined by massive number of people coming across your border, and you don't want that to happen. That's an invasion. I even said that, forget the Battle of Britain, the Germans could have won, could have conquered the UK if they just would have come across a few at a time. And so they were refugees, and then one day they say, nah, we're all Nazis. all your bases belong to us, right? They could have conquered the UK that way. They could have conquered it even more quickly if they had gone into the UK and gone on to the welfare system. You know, the Nazis, and trying to undermine the economies of their enemies, engaged in massive counterfeiting programs where they would print counterfeit currencies to try to trash the economy. But we have an even better program of trashing the economies now. It's called a welfare entitlement for foreign citizens. Anybody in the world can come to our country and not only get welfare entitlements, but they can get them at a higher level than American citizens can. Do you believe that? Just take a look at the college situation. Not every Americans can't go to a different state than the one that they live in and get an in-state tuition subsidy, discount. But you can if you're an illegal alien. If you are a dreamer, you can go anywhere you want and get that discount. I was just talking yesterday to a friend who said had to take out a loan on their house to pay for the increased taxes. Now, I've been saying for a long time that the American dream, which is ownership of a home, that's how we've defined the American dream since the 1950s, owning a home. I've said, we've got enough people, and this was a year ago, I said, look at the people who are coming across. We've got a caravan coming across on a daily basis. And if you look at the number of children coming across, it requires us in Texas, if all of them were coming into Texas, and of course they're not all coming into Texas, but we don't know all of the people. We don't have a count for all the people who are coming across the border either, do we? We only have a count for the ones that Border Patrol knows about, and they don't know about everybody. It's just the tip of the iceberg. But let's just say that, for the sake of argument then, let's just say that they're all coming in, and they're coming into Texas. And that would mean that the number of children that were coming in as of last year, and of course it has shot through the roof this year because President Trump hasn't done anything, that the number of people coming across would require us to build a new school every 3 days here in Texas. Well, what's going to pay for that? Your increased property taxes. And I've been saying for a long time, the American dream is being sacrificed for foreign children coming here for an education. We call them dreamers. Because we're not going to be able to afford to live in homes. And we're not going to be able to afford to live in as nice of apartments as we do, because the apartments carry property taxes with them as well. They're just not itemized. So you don't see that amount. It's just reflected in your rent. And so I've got a friend who had to take out a loan to try to keep up with the escalating property taxes. It isn't going to be possible if President Trump doesn't enforce the border. He is commander in chief of the military. This is a military invasion now, because now they're carrying guns. Now they're coming across with guns. We've had multiple in just the last couple of days. We not only have caravans that are much higher. And why has this escalated since President Trump has come in? It's because he continues to talk about DACA and say, I love these people, these dreamers who are here. We're going to keep them here. We're going to I'm going to wait for the Democrats and the Mexicans to build the wall. All that does is encourage people to come in. We are the welfare magnet dragging everybody across the border. We have incentivized this. Just like the foreign wars, that is a win-win situation across the political spectrum. Putting Americans first, even when it comes to the entitlement state of the welfare state, can't we take care of our own first? That would be a winning bipartisan situation. Why won't anybody pick that up and run with it? It's because they're controlled by corporations.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm going to take a look at what's going on at the border. The amazing actions by the FBI after Mexico complained that somebody on the American side of the border was actually stopping people from coming into the country. That, of course, is not our government. Those are private individuals. So the FBI immediately responded to the Mexican government's concern. They don't give a flip about you. You're on your own, folks, quite frankly, whether it's supporter or whether it's your help. I've got a story right here, before I get back into the border. I've got a story here about toxic chemicals found in the water from the foam that was used to fight the ITC fire over in Houston. It was a massive fire. It took them, very difficult for them to get that under control. It was at a chemical plant there in Houston in the Galveston area. As they report, when first responders poured tens of thousands of gallons of firefighting foam into the massive blaze, they created the potential for a secondary environmental catastrophe. The foam is highly toxic. It dissolves in water, and it never, ever degrades, reports Fox 26 Houston. They said when the contaminant barriers at the site failed, the foam flowed directly into the bayous, which then empty into Galveston Bay. It's taken more than a month, and now the EPA has posted test results warning people about this. And this is always the case. Whenever there is a chemical spill, whenever there is a site that erupts, or it can take months, years, decades for the EPA to even notify people that there's a problem. Take a look at the Flint, Michigan water supply system. You had everybody from the federal EPA all the way down to the state and local officials not warning anybody. I mean, the people started to realize that things were bad when they saw how dirty the water was coming out of the faucet, but they weren't doing any tests. By the time you were notified of it, already the damage had been done. Many cases, these chemical spills that happen underground, the citizens are the first ones to find out when they start seeing a cancer cluster in the area, when their relatives or they start coming down with various cancers, and they start to investigate. You always have to act proactively. That's why we have the kinds of products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, one of the first products we ever carried was a water filter, because you have to have clean water. And you have to do that proactively. You never know when this is going to happen. It doesn't matter if you are on a city water supply or if you're on your own water. You got a well. You live out in a rural area. It's these underground contaminants that are frequently happening. Or it can be glyphosate that somebody is spraying on their crops if you're in an agricultural area. You never know when this is going to be. You can't be constantly testing your water, so you should be constantly filtering your water. You need to be proactive. You need to be taking care of your own, because the government is not going to protect you. Let me repeat that. Many of you who listen to this program already know this, but sometimes we fail to act on what we already know. The government is not going to protect you. The government is not going to protect you. They will claim that they're going to protect you so they can take away your freedom, but they are not going to protect you. If you want to protect your health, if you want to protect your freedom of speech, folks, you can buy the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got some specials there at this point in time. We've got a special for BrainForce Plus. You can get it 25% off and get a free knockout with it. That is our all-natural sleep aid knockout. It has melatonin and some other natural ingredients that help you to go to sleep naturally. And, of course, BrainForce is a great way to focus your mind. You can get that for 25% off, and you can get knockout for free with that, with this particular sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Also, we have 50% off the combo of Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. And we also have 50% off all apparel. That's our annual apparel sale. And we have many shirts, hats, and hoodies. We have new designs, and we have classic designs. And you can get all of those as part of the apparel sale at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Okay, let's go back to the border. Again, nobody is going to protect you at the border either. And they're not going to let you protect the border. They will arrest you if you try to do anything there, apparently. That's the message you're trying to send to people. Mexico complained about this, Mexican officials told Reuters, quote, they have deep concern about an armed civilian organization that was confronting people who crossed into the U.S. illegally. And they had deep concern, the Mexican government did, when President Trump first became president. I remember here in Austin, there were signs that were put up by the Mexican consulate saying, come here, you know, we'll come, here's where the Mexican consulate is, and we'll give you information on how to evade the U.S. immigration laws, because they were worried that President Trump was actually going to do what he had to say. They've taken those signs down because the Mexican government understands that President Trump doesn't mean anything that he says about the border. He's not going to do anything. So they don't have those signs up anymore. You know, it's just bluff. You know, they keep telling us, trust the plan. It's not a plan. It's procrastination. If you don't execute the plan, you don't have a plan. And he doesn't need to depend on other people to protect our border. And even when they don't do it, we have citizens who tried to step up and do it. And then the Mexican government complains to Reuters. Reuters complains and puts this out. And the FBI dutifully goes down there and enforces open borders for the Mexican government by arresting the few people who were there helping Border Patrol to intercept people, which, again, they just had to turn around and let them go because of the legal system and because President Trump is bowing down to the dictates of every single federal judge that is an Obama appointee. We've got about 3,600 federal judges, and if any single one of them can declare that the border is open and will remain open, then President Trump will obey that judge. He's shown it time and again. As Daniel Horowitz says, when we look at this story now of Mexican borders coming, soldiers coming across the border, I said it was an invasion because we got massive numbers of people coming here without our permission in defiance of our laws, in defiance of what we say, violating our borders. That is an invasion. Now they are carrying guns, and we have Mexican soldiers coming across and disarming American soldiers. And so Daniel Horowitz says, you know, what's going on? We got tens of thousands of soldiers stationed in other parts of the world, fully equipped for war, with at least manageable rules of engagement. So why are the soldiers at our own borders, the few, so few, so lightly armed, why are they seeking to de-escalate a potentially volatile situation? That's what the Pentagon said, of Mexican aggressions, rather than deterring it by having troops in sufficient number. We don't do this anywhere else, right? I mean, the whole point of the U.S. going in, seems like they've learned their lesson for the most part. That they're not going to go in with too few troops. They'll go in with a massive show of force. Except when it's to protect our own border. Then we got to tread lightly. As Horowitz goes on to say, one could defend Mexico's powerless response to this border crisis and the robust cartel and smuggler activity as a lack of resources to secure its own border from non-state actors. But why is it that the Mexican government suddenly has the ability to cross into our own country and detain our own military personnel, but it is powerless to deal with the cartels within its own border? Ask yourself that. You know, we've had reported many times that the number of deaths in Mexico from the drug war is more than the number of people that are killed by violence anywhere else, any other war, anywhere in the world, except in Syria. And in Syria, as I pointed out all through the year last year, Syria, they have the advantage to get the title for the highest death count. They have the advantage of dropping bombs and that sort of thing. In Mexico, they're nearly killing as many people, even if we agree with the official story, the official body count, which is probably toned down a bit. But if you go with the official story, it's just slightly less than the number of people killed in Syria. But in Mexico, it's retail violence. It's one-on-one. Machetes, guns, and so forth. Not any bombs being dropped by airplanes. And they can't deal with it, but they can come across the border and disarm our two troops with one pistol between the two of them, I think it was. Horowitz goes on to say, what is also disturbing is the lackluster response from our own government, juxtaposed to its aggressive posture against private militia groups who seek to secure our border. Our government refuses to hold the line at the border. It refuses to defend the ranches from cartel activity by placing the military there in meaningful numbers with a heavy deterrent. And then they are not deterring migrants. Just last week, 12,500 more illegals were released. Those are the ones that they caught. That's not including the ones they didn't catch. The ones that they caught, they released 12,500 of them. But we had 300 that were stopped by private militia. So they have to be arrested by the FBI.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again, go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. techjobs at InfoWars.com. Techjobs at InfoWars.com. Techjobs at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're just going with the figures that have been released, the official figures. 12,500 more illegals were released. Those are the ones that they caught. And then our government released them. There's many more that they did not catch. That's just the tip of the iceberg, but they're not holding them. And they have no regard, as Horowitz, Daniel Horowitz says, they have no regard for public charge. They have no regard for safety concerns. They have no regard for potential contagious diseases. This is your government at work. And, of course, they flip out after the report of 300 people stopped by a private organization. According to Reuters, this group of mainly military veterans have detained as many as 5,600 foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States, turning them over to Border Patrol, holding them there until Border Patrol arrived. So that has to be stopped. The Mexican government complained about it. The FBI went down and arrested an individual. And Horowitz asks, why is it that our government, which appears unable or unwilling to deal with Mexican aggression, unable or unwilling to deal with the cartels, unable or unwilling to deal with illegal immigration, is suddenly pursuing a zero-tolerance policy for American militias that seek to do a job the federal government refuses to do? Oh, we have deferred action. We love these dreamers. Yeah, just kiss your American dream goodbye. Meanwhile, the border militia leader that they arrested, as Breitbart is reporting, may face a decade in prison for firearms. They said they're coming after him for three felony convictions. They said they arrested him on April 20th on a charge that he unlawfully had 9 firearms and ammunition in his possession at his residence in San Juan County, New Mexico. According to the criminal complaint, Hopkins is prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition because of at least 3 previous felony convictions. And this is happening. So we have these people who've gone down there, mainly retired military veterans, stopping people, holding them until the Border Patrol gets there, having them arrest the people after the Border Patrol gets there. Mexico complains about that. The FBI goes down and arrests him for having firearms and ammunition in his presence as a former felon. Now, this is a guy that Bernie Sanders thinks should vote, but Bernie Sanders doesn't support the right to keep and bear arms for anybody, even somebody who is an ex-felon. He doesn't support that. He will give current felons the right to vote, but not even an ex-felon the right to have firearms, and neither will Kamala Harris. And while we have Mexican troops coming across the border, and there's only like a half dozen of them, but they had rifles, and we had 2 American soldiers with 1 pistol between the 2 of them, protecting our border. And they come into our country and they disarm those soldiers. And now we've got video. You've been seeing the B-roll video of heavily armed men escorting migrants across U.S. border. That's surveillance video there. Now these guys, 4 or 5 men in full tactical gear and masks, they're carrying long guns. They're carrying AK-47 assault rifles. So why isn't this an issue? I guess, are the Democrats concerned? Did these cartel members, do they have a permit? Do they have a gun permit? Do they have any prior felony convictions? Maybe the FBI could arrest them. Oh, no, that's right. No, we don't do that with them, right? You can come across the border as an MS-13 member. Of course, you're young, right? We're going to defer action on anybody if they come across. And, of course, most of the people coming across are by choice. The MS-13 people are sending across their youngest people. And they even have their gang identification tattooed on their face, MS-13. But then the law enforcement officials in Long Island say, we can't do anything about that. They're only here illegally, and they're only members of MS-13. We got to catch them red-handed before we do anything. So we don't have to worry about prior felonies. We don't have to worry about gun permits, and we don't have to care about their assault rifles. It's only you Americans that we have to worry about. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have Leo Zagami joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking about what's happening in Europe. As he pointed out, it's no longer safe to wear a cross in Italy, acknowledged by the government there. You might be attacked by an Islamicist. And so we're going to talk about what is happening in the unholy global war that is being created by the orchestrated clash of cultures and religions by the open border globalist elite. They want a civil war, and they're getting it, folks. So we'll be talking about that at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, we talk about the unholy global war here in politics. God has become a central focus. And a lot of people are talking about this. We just had Mayor Pete Buttigieg say God doesn't have a political party. No, he doesn't. He's got rules. The question isn't whose side is God on. The question is who is on God's side, right? And we can tell by who you are following. But we got an interesting article here from Roger Stone, for example. Roger Stone, reported by the Washington Times, says, God is using me to expose certain epic truths at trial. I'm glad he realizes this. He said just a few days ago, as though a light went on, Mr. Stone said on Instagram, he said, I realized that we are his instruments on this earth, that we are willing, and that when we are willing, he calls upon us to help him accomplish certain things. I realize he has a purpose for me and my current challenge. I know that God is using me to expose certain epic truths at trial. And I know that as I walk each day in his light, listen to the guidance of that small, still voice within the whisper of God, I will be victorious in his name. My strength, my confidence comes from him. I have stepped from the darkness into the light, and I will prevail. The course of history is about to be changed through his guidance. I know now exactly what I must do. Pray for Roger. Pray that he follows that light. But you know who's following Buttigieg? K Street. K Street lobbyists are getting behind Buttigieg. As Roll Call reports, it is striking that longtime federal lobbyists, policy strategists, message makers are gravitating to the D.C. Outsiders campaign, given the long list of professional sitting lawmakers who are also running. And, of course, Joe Biden, who's been Biden his time again, he did that all through the last election, and then eventually he bowed out. But he's going to officially announce his entry into the campaign tomorrow. But K Street is getting behind Buttigieg in a big way. It said many of Buttigieg's K Street boosters are openly gay, like the candidate himself. One of the K Street gay boosters says his story of who he is really speaks to me. I'm hoping that other candidates will emulate that kind and civil and aspirational tone. Well, I don't know, but to some of us who are Christians, some of us who are feeling the brunt of his hatred and his bigotry don't feel like his talk, no matter how calm it is, no matter if that is coming out of smiling lips, we don't feel like it's very civil. Buttigieg, also kind of in a very passive-aggressive way, which is his style, took on Bernie Sanders supporters. He compared them to President Trump's supporters. And this was part of the campaign stop in New Hampshire a couple of days ago, if you remember. He said, there is a sense of anger and dissatisfaction. And he said, it turns you against the system in general. And then you're more likely to want to vote to blow up the system, which could lead you to somebody like Bernie. And it could lead you to somebody like Trump. So he's, you know, in a very passive, non-aggressive, very civil way, saying, you people are anarchists. You're trying to blow the country up. But he says it so nicely. You know, they all love that, don't they? He's also come out to try to cover up some of the skeletons in his closet, the big controversy that he had, that many of his opponents in the Democrat Party were eager to point out, controversy about the firing of his city's black police chief. They talked about that. They've also talked about some of his signature projects as mayor there. He was going to build 1,000 homes in 1,000 days, and he was going to work with a company there. A lot of people thought that that might have some financial impropriety there. But I guess when we look at the way he is virtue signaling and attacking Christians in general, and Pence in particular, that's become his whipping boy, criticizing Pence. And, of course, Pence has been very gracious about that, just like he's always been very gracious to Buttigieg, saying, well, I understand he's trying to get attention in a crowded field. And that's what he's doing. He's trying to use me to get attention in a crowded field. And he's gotten that attention. But there's also some other things that are involved here. And while people say that he has a policy-free website, and he says, yeah, I agree, I don't discuss policy at all there. He says, we're a non-traditional campaign. That's by design. I'm not going to put any of my policies up there. But we do know what his policies are. We can hear what he talks about. We can see what he has done. As mayor, he moved to block the opening of a crisis pregnancy center. Crisis pregnancy center is there to explain to women that there's many options besides murdering the baby. You can put the child up for adoption. There's a lot of people out there who would like to have children who can't have children, and they're more than willing to provide a stable family for that child. And that's one of the things that these people do. They try to help in every way possible except with the murder of the child. That's a crisis pregnancy center. And so he stopped that personally. He overruled the city council's zoning decisions to say, you're not going to put a crisis pregnancy center there. So here's a guy who preaches all the time about a kinder, gentler America and holds forth his Christianity as superior to other people's Christianity. That should be a warning sign from anybody who really understands what Christianity is about. We don't come before God with our good works. We don't parade our good works around. People who do that, self-righteous people who do that, are not Christians. They are typically the kinds of people who come up with their own rules and regulations. You know, it might be the way you dress. It might be the kind of music you play in church. It might be the kind of sex that you engage in. They come up with their own rules and virtue signal about that. And then they condemn other people who don't follow their rules because to them that makes them a little bit closer to God if they're going to have to, you know, come with their works before God. So that's the thing that's different about Christianity and every other religion. Every other religion has a system of works whereby you earn your way. Christians understand that we're all sinners. And when we point that out, it makes Buttigieg really angry. You know, he's got sins that he doesn't want you talking about, but he's more than willing to talk about your shortcomings, isn't he? We take a look at what's going on in Canada. The Royal Canadian Mint on Tuesday put into circulation a new coin, and it celebrates the decriminalization of homosexuality in Canada. And, of course, the Canadian dollar is also known as the loony. And it will forever be known as the loony. Take a look at that creepy coin that they put up there. One individual from Canada's largest pro-life group, the Jack Fonseca of the Campaign Life Coalition, said, "This is state-operated propaganda, pure and simple, using our money system." He said, "It's Orwellian. It's something that you would expect from a dictatorship like Communist China or the former Soviet Union. What Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has done in putting homosexual propaganda on our coinage is really beyond the pale." Justin's father famously said, "The state doesn't belong in the bedrooms of the nation." But Justin is doing the exact opposite of what his father said. He is imposing the bedroom on our currency. It's outrageous. But see, that's the whole point. They don't want toleration. They want celebration of what they do. They demand it. They don't acknowledge that it's sin. God calls it sin, but they are proud of their sin. They're the only ones who hold parades and do coins.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, I put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust, you know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them, and they're often not things that are natural, so I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day, so I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to have Leo Zagami join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about the unholy global war that has been set up by the globalists. What does that look like in Europe? And, of course, it's not just Islam against Christianity. It's Islam against Islam in many places. We'll be talking about all of that as Leo Zagami joins us. I love the term. The only person I've seen use it is Leo Zagami. He talks about the Pope going to Morocco and pushing the union between Christianity and Islam. And he calls it Chrislam. That's a great... It's sad, but it's true. And before we get back to the news here, I want to take a look at what is going on with that as kind of a prelude to Leo joining us. If you're just joining the program, I talked about it at the beginning of the program. I'm not going to go into detail about it again, but you can go to my Twitter account, Libertarian, and you can find the link that I have about a very important article, very important for your health freedom, for your informed consent. Because as we have mandatory vaccinations being pushed on us, Free Thought Project has a wonderful take on all of this. We're talking about an entire naval ship of sailors and Marines that's been quarantined at sea for months because they've had an outbreak of mumps on board. Now, understand that 100% of all sailors and Marines are vaccinated for MMR. 100%. And, of course, they probably had multiple vaccinations because they probably got it as children before they got into the military as well. So that means that patient zero was vaccinated. All these people who are coming down with this have been vaccinated. So do vaccines work? We, first of all, should be concerned about its safety before we even look at its efficacy. But that's a very important story. So you can see that at my Twitter account, Libertarian. Also, I have a YouTube channel. You can take a look at that. Same handle, Libertarian. You can also find it by my name, but there's a lot of different videos that other people posted up, and I appreciate that, that have my name on it, David Knight. But you can find the one that we're posting up, archives of our show here at Libertarian. You can find that on Twitter and on YouTube. And real quickly, I just want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's how we support this program. We have, for a limited time only, a special with BrainForce Plus, 25% off. And if you buy that, you get our all-natural sleep aid knockout for free. We also have a 50% off combo with Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power. And we have our annual apparel sale, 50% off shirts, hats, hoodies. They have new and classic Freedom designs, and you can get all of those apparel issues, shirts, hats, and hoodies, all of those for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we were just talking about how Canada is now celebrating LGBT with a coin. And this is very appropriate because, as I've said many times, they're not looking for tolerance. And as you have this one individual who is from a pro-life group, again, it is abortion that these people in the LGBT group, like Booty Gay, are so adamant about. That and redefining the family, redefining marriage, and so forth. It is not an issue of allowing people to do what they want. As this individual pointed out, Justin Trudeau's father had said for a long time, we want to get the government out of the bedrooms of people. Well, they don't want to do that anymore. Instead, they want to parade what they do in the bedroom in front of all of our eyes, and they want to demand that we celebrate it, that we commemorate it, that we essentially worship it, if you will. But this celebration, this commemoration, is perfectly depicted in this celebratory coin. And so this individual says, we encourage Canadians to boycott the gay loony. not talking about Justin Trudeau, but talking about the Canadian dollar, the loony. Now they have a loony coin. And we have our own gay loony here in America, Booty Gay. He is saying, as we said yesterday, that he can reunite all Christians, regardless of their political views. He said, God doesn't have a political party. And as I said before, yeah, he doesn't. He has laws. He doesn't need a political party to make laws. He declares them himself. Now, I know that Booty Gay doesn't like the book, and it's not simply a book of laws. It's a book of grace, and that's what they fail to comprehend. Yeah, nobody can keep that standard of laws that God has. That's what's so important about the grace that he offers us. But the question is also, who follows God? Not does God follow a political party, but who follows him? You know, he said in that book that apparently Booty Gay hasn't read, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we all don't like to do that. We all think we've got a better idea, don't we? Well, you know, yeah, I know you said to do it this way. But I've got another way that I think would even be better. You ought to read the manufacturer's manual. You know, read the manual that you get that comes along with whatever it is that you bought. Many times, if you're like me, you decide that you know better how this particular thing that you just bought works, and so you're not going to read the manual, and you wind up busting it. And I found out the hard way, through the school of experience, that God's plans, God's ideas for my life are better than the ones that I have. And when I get in line with that, things go better for me. We've learned that the hard way. Experience is an expensive school, but it's the only one that a fool will attend. And so God has a definition of marriage that is a loving definition of marriage. And we don't try to redefine that. And even if somebody wants to pursue that, we're not interested in locking you up. We're not interested in executing you as they do in Muslim countries. And yet it's amazing to me to see how much hatred is turned towards Christians and not towards Muslims. I mean, they don't ever hear Booty Gay and these other people talking about Islam. Oh, Muslims are our friends, and we love Sharia law, and we love the hijab. Well, you keep thinking about that. He says, you've talked openly about your strong Christian faith as well as your identity as a happily married gay man. How will you challenge the right's moral monopoly on Christianity to unite conservative, moderate, and liberal Christians alike behind you and your platform? In other words, how will you challenge God's definition of morality? And then he comes out and says, well, God doesn't have a political party. The question is, does the Democrat Party have a God? Yes, they do. It's not the God of the Bible. Franklin Graham took a lot of heat when he came out and he said, you don't get to define what the rules are. He said protesters that followed Booty Gay around shouting Sodom and Gomorrah interrupted his presidential campaign. He says, I don't agree with heckling anyone. I think we should be respectful. In response, Booty Gay made the comment, the condition of my soul is in the hands of God. Mayor Booty Gay is absolutely right. His soul is in the hands of God. So is everyone's. He also says that he's a Christian and he wants to become the first openly gay president in America's history. What's wrong with that picture? Asks Franklin Graham. And then he quotes Leviticus, which says that it is sin. So the Democrats seize on that and says, well, you keep reading. It says the penalty for that is execution. Yeah, the penalty for killing babies is also execution. But nevertheless, they try to make Franklin Graham look like he's intolerant when he began by saying he doesn't want to taunt anybody by screaming Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the way they twist this, the same way they twist Christianity.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it.
Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Leo Zagami. He's a frequent guest here at InfoWars. We always appreciate hearing from Leo, and you can find him at leozagami.com, Z-A-G-A-M-I.com. He is someone who has written for a very long time about his prior direct involvement with the New World Order, with secret societies, commonly known in the collective as the Illuminati. He's written books on the subject, and he's joining us now to talk about the current climate in Italy and in Europe as we see Christian persecution coming above ground and Christians being driven underground. He had an article yesterday, it's no longer safe to wear a crucifix in Rome. And so we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I want to talk about the article that just came out today from Leo Zagami. And that is the fact that we have a Sri Lankan cardinal that says that the terrorists are worse than animals. But he also makes the amazing statement, as Leo reports, the terrorists, he says, are not Muslims. They do not believe in God. They must be isolated. I don't know about that. okay, joining us now is Leo Zagami. That's an amazing statement, Leo, from this cardinal there in Sri Lanka. Even as we see efforts being brought about, and legislation has been introduced there to ban the burqa in public because they believe that several of these suicide bombers were women in that area. Now you've got the Catholic cardinal, who is very close, as you point out, to Pope Francis, saying, oh, this isn't real Islam. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. Well, of course, we have a cardinal that harshly is criticizing what has happened, and these terrorists who he rightly defines as animals. But of course, we have also this other statement, which is a little bit disappointing. The fact that he says that these terrorists have no God, and basically they should not be regarded as Muslims. You have to understand that Sri Lanka, or Ceylon as it used to be known, is a place that actually I know very well, because I was partly grown up there when I was only 6 years old for nearly half a year I spent there. And this country since then has gone through many phases. There has been a 21-year of civil war that started in the early 80s, which was conducted by the revolutionary socialists. And after this period with the revolutionary socialists ended in 2009, gradually we saw the establishment of radical Islam. It was a bit like the strategy of tension that we know is well orchestrated by the elite went from revolutionary socialism, that of course now is widely accepted and even present with Ocasio-Cortez in politics. So, I mean, now it's not... we can say that instead radical Islam is the new thing for Sri Lanka, and there have been many warnings. They have not accepted that these warnings, these threats were real. But this cardinal is, of course, also very close to the Pope, because you have to understand there is a very big community, Sinhalese community here also in Italy, that lives and resides here. So Sri Lanka is always been a very important place deemed as strategic on the Silk Road from ancient times. It was Portuguese, then it went on to the English. I think it had also a brief period in the hands of the Dutch. It's definitely a country that is strategic. So the fact that now they can destabilize it is also because they have had also in parliament for a long time Islamic party that is becoming increasingly popular and influential in the politics of Sri Lanka. So the fact now that he wants to immediately point out that they are not Muslims is because there is also a very important political game going on in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, you know, it's if we look at the Sri Lanka population, the demographics there, the majority are Buddhists. The Christians used to have rough parity with the Muslims, but now the Muslims, because of demographic issues, the number of people that they have in their families and so forth, that population has rapidly expanded. So now it's about, I think, 12% Muslim and about 8 or 9% Christian and so forth. But it's predominantly Buddhist. And yet what we saw from Pope Francis when this first came out, the same type of thing that we saw from Hillary Clinton and Democrats across the board. They called them, said it was an attack against Easter worshipers at places of worship by terrorists. And that was also echoed by the Pope. He didn't talk about them as being Easter worshipers, but he talked about them as the attackers as just being terrorists, because he didn't want to make that connection to Islam. You know, these individuals, you know, both Pope Francis as well as the Democrats cannot say that Muslims attacked Christians, that this is inherent in Islam. There was one cardinal who did. That was Cardinal Serra. He's seen this kind of stuff, you know, where he lives, and he didn't have a problem saying that it was, he came out very explicitly saying that. But here we have this other cardinal in Sri Lanka who takes the same tack that Pope Francis does. And you've pointed out, as Pope Francis went to Morocco, he basically encouraged the Muslims, said we're all brothers and we follow the same God and so forth. And then he told the Christians to basically muzzle their mouths and not talk about anything. You called it Chrislam. I haven't seen that anywhere else. I think that's a perfect way to describe what the Pope is trying to do.
And one of the other key moves in this one world religion was done a few years ago when the Pope visited Sri Lanka. You can find probably around the internet images of this big reunion that Pope Francis conducted in Sri Lanka with the symbols of the main symbols of all the faiths involved. It was the first time we really saw a big room with a one world religion perspective and with Pope Francis being only one of the many who was sitting down at this table. So, and this happened in Sri Lanka. So people should understand the strategic relevance of a place. I mean, Pope Francis doesn't go anywhere and he doesn't do this kind of meetings anyway. So that
was first done in Sri Lanka and before he went to Morocco and did similar things.
Yeah,
right?
That was a long time before, of course. And then the Morocco visit was quite recent. And we know that since Abu Dhabi, he's been really incentivizing this process towards Chrislam. So there is groups that have been conducting special works in the Vatican under the direction of both the Jesuits and the Dominicans, that are working to reunite aspects of these faiths. What has happened in France with Notre Dame, with all the churches that have been destroyed worldwide every day, is because Christianity is seen as a threat for the New World Order to expand and globalize everything with a one world religion. So destroying the symbols of Christianity is very important, and to substitute them immediately with the symbols instead of this fastest growing faith, which is Islam, which is being used and abused, of course, because of the fact that the imams and the people who have this religion are traditionally very corrupt individuals. And so this is why it's happening. But what the Cardinal Rangid has said regarding the fact that they are animals, yes, we can agree that they are animals, but we can't and we shouldn't agree with the fact that they are not Muslims. They are radical Muslims, and the fact that the mainstream media doesn't want to say that they are radical Muslims bring us back to what Trump has said during his campaign. You know, they just don't want to say it. But it's
very important. Yeah, to come out and say that the terrorists are not Muslims, that they do not believe in any God, that is a bold-faced lie. Just listen to them. They'll tell you when they scream Allahu Akbar, they say that there is no God greater than their God. That is their battle cry. And when we're talking about Chrislam, evidently they haven't gotten the memo that Christianity and Islam are supposed to unify. We'll be talking about that when we come back with Leo Zagami. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Got a tie-in to 666, and he's got a book stop tour. He's going to go to Route 66 to talk about that 666 book. So I'm kind of jealous, Leo. I've been wanting to take a road trip down memory lane and Route 66 for a long time. You're going to get to go there before I do, coming from Italy. Tell us a little bit about your book tour there.
Yeah, well, I will be in Kingman, Arizona on the 30th of June. And this will be one of the speaking engagements that I've arranged on the way. But I will be going around the U.S. this summer. And, of course, it's going to be fun to be on Route 66 because of my latest book, also called Volume 6.66. So
yeah, there is... Yeah. Going to go to Kingman, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, as they say in the song, right? Come down the whole list of places. That's great. That's great. All right. Well, what is the date on that again?
Well, it's happening on the 30th of June, so it's, okay. It's happening at the end of June, and then I'm sure there is going to be other speaking engagements that are popping up along the way, and then I'm going to at one point reach you there in Austin, so I will be reaching you for the 4th of July.
Oh, great. And, that'll be excellent. Oh, we'll look forward to seeing you here then. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Italy, meanwhile, and of course you've had a article a couple of weeks ago about a town that has, succumbed to political correctness. They've decided that they wanted to have a way to cover up the crosses in the cemetery because it might be offensive to other people of other religions, or whether that's going to be a temporary thing. They even talked about having motorized blackout curtains or whatever. We're seeing that, and that kind of reminds me, Leo, of Obama's first speech after becoming president. He went to Georgetown University, which used to be a Catholic seminary, and he demanded that they cover up all the Christian symbols there, where they put up plywood and stuff, all of these rich carvings that had all kinds of Christian symbols, before he would speak there. And when that happened, I was absolutely stunned. I'm sure that the people at Georgetown didn't really have a problem with it. They would love to distance themselves from the Catholic past, just like the people at Harvard would love to distance themselves from any connection to their Puritan Congregationalist past. But, he did that. We've seen this type of thing happening for a long time. And so you have to ask, what was his problem? Was he a vampire or what? Why didn't he want to have crosses around him?
You know what happened, David? In Georgetown recently, they have even made a whole motion, so they now gone in some way reimburse with a tax the descendants of slaves that were Jesuit slaves.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have also this happening these days. So, I mean, the Jesuits, of course, have to do a sort of Me Too coming out themselves, because they have been involved in the despicable acts like slavery themselves. The Jesuits,
right.
Of course.
It's kind of the self-flagellation of the 21st century.
Well, they want to become the leaders of this new millennium. And I'm sure that at the moment, you must agree that they are quite at a good point, because the Jesuits have their hands in Silicon Valley. They have a well-developed program regarding the AI that they're going to discuss next year in the Vatican with a special gathering. And then there is their involvement with the robotics, with Chris Lam, with coming together with Islam. They're actually coming together because, like Alex has said also recently, and the fact is that in the end is this AI God that will take over the shows. Those people who are now even perpetrating these terrible acts, like this this victim, this guy who was just walking in a station in Rome, the Termini station, which is a central station, big train station, biggest train station in Italy, actually, and he was assaulted by this 37-year-old Moroccan. The incredible thing is that after only 24 hours, the media here in Italy have managed to create all kinds of disinfo. So there is various versions of the story. There is a version of the story that, of course, is the most credible one, that says that he was followed because of his cross, and then the Moroccan stabbed him on the neck because of it. There is now a new version that the left is trying to push, saying that these two guys were only clochards, they were only homeless people that were having a row, and so that the cross had nothing to do with it. But instead, the word was shouted in Termini Station, and witnesses were present. When the guy was stabbing, he shouted, "Catholic piece of shit." Sorry the word, but that is what he said. So I mean, it was really an aggravating factor that now the judge, though, that is in charge of course, this 44-year-old Georgian national, he's saying that maybe, they want to rediscuss the whole thing, that maybe this religious hate is not really an aggravating factor because it's not very clear. Maybe he only wanted his money. So they are downplaying this whole thing because, of course, people are mad that in the center of Rome, in the main train station, you can be assaulted because of wearing the symbol of your faith. The cross.
Yeah, in Italy, in Rome, exactly. And of course, whenever you have a high-profile case like this that gets people angry about what they see their country being turned into, they always come in with a other narratives to try to muddy the water. And so that's what you're seeing there again with this.
They are doing it. And, of course, the Italian Interior Minister, Deputy Premier Matteo Salvini, is arguing his way through this crisis because he is already very critical of these migrants. But the Italian government today is actually in a state of chaos because the Five Star Movement, which is secretly piloted by George Soros, is starting to create an internal crisis that is trying to push this government to resign. So, I mean, and this will be the end of the populist government. We hope not, because, of course, the technocrats, the European technocrats, are really looking forward to put their hands on Italy and eliminate this populist government.
For people in America to understand what's going on, you've had Salvini and you had the Five Star Movement. The two parties came together. They were both populist, but one was conservative, the other was left-wing. They agreed on the populist issues about protecting the border and so forth, so they created a coalition. Neither one of them had enough votes, you know, which is typical in Europe. They typically have to put together coalitions to get past the 50% point after an election. But they had a coalition that on economic issues, they were polar opposite. The person who has really made most of the headlines here in America has been Salvini, who's been talking about this, because he's taken the lead in these issues. But you're pointing out that you think that the Five Star Movement is really more aligned with George Soros on issues, that they're going to pull this coalition apart and make that government fall.
Well, of course, they don't agree with most of the policies of the League, and they are trying in every way possible to distance themselves, also because we are going towards the European elections. Don't forget that, David. European
right.
elections at the end
about
of
about a
May,
month away, right?
Which you're going to see. What's going to happen is this, and I can tell you this with great certainty. The populists are going to win, and soon after, you're going to have 400 terrorists arriving fresh from Libya, creating chaos in all over the continent. They're going to blow up the whole place if the populist wins. And this is going to be made possible by the corruption that is in the intelligence services that, of course, are favoring this whole plan, which is a sick plan of destabilization, but is going to throw the whole European continent in chaos so they can, at that point, establish Sharia areas which the jihadis are going to, at that point, take over. And as I said, these 400 terrorists, which I've been talking about recently in one of my articles, have been trained in Libya and in Tripoli and in Misurata, and they are ready to actually arrive here, and nobody's stopping them. There is nobody that...
Yeah, these are terrorists coming from Syria. As that mop up. I mean, essentially, if you go and you look at what the U.S. government did in Libya, they took a country, they tore it up, they created a essentially a training ground and an arms bazaar to arm ISIS, and then ISIS moved in and created chaos in Syria. Now that has stopped, and a mass number of them were released to come back into Europe, more than 400 of them, and we're starting to see the fruits of that first in Sri Lanka, I think, where they were warned 10 days before this happened. They were warned that there were going to be attacks, and they did nothing.
Well, of course, they are destabilizing whole continents. They're destabilizing Europe, as they're destabilizing Asia. And all this is happening because the Jesuits are at the core of this open borders policy.
Absolutely. Well, we're out of time, but thank you for joining us. LeoZagame.com is where you can find Leo's articles, and look for him when he comes to America this summer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. From InfoWarsStore.com.
Leaps.
#1 best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, the old saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Well, that certainly applies to Hillary. Not only was she scorned, but the entire Democrat Party feels scorned. And they are coming back with a vengeance to take vengeance on President Trump. No matter what it takes. And we're going to cover that coming up in the next hour. But before we do, I want to, she's basically got a roadmap to get Trump impeached. But, there's a great satire piece again at the Babylon Bee talking about Hillary Clinton, going on Wheel of Fortune. And of course, she came so close to winning. They had this one word up there. There you can see it on the screen. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A blank N. And she guessed Easter worshiper. She came so close to winning, but she just couldn't say the word. And as they point out, the audience began to cheer as if it appeared Clinton had finally won something. But as is usual for Clinton, she snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. She shouted, Easter worshiper, and said the obvious answer, Christian. However, true to Hillary form, reports the Babylon Bee, she has demanded an appeal, claiming that she feels like she won. Since Christians are kind of like Easter worshipers, even though nobody but her and Obama and the other Democrats have ever said that before. So that's Hillary Clinton's near victory. She just can't get a break. But she's going to be coming back. She's got a roadmap to impeach President Trump, and so the Democrats. And they are getting more and more angry and desperate as they're being exposed. As I pointed out yesterday, even Bob Woodward is distancing himself from all this Russiagate nonsense. He goes, well, this is looking really bad. And I think President Trump, he's actually saying President Trump needs to investigate these guys. The CIA, the Department of Justice, the FBI. He goes, ah, these guys went over the line here. He is trying to paddle as hard as he can away from this sinking ship. Because as it's going down, it is sucking MSNBC and CNN and the mainstream Democrat Party defending Hillary Clinton and Hollywood. It's sucking all of them down into its vortex. You know, when the Titanic goes down, you want to get far away from it as it's going down. Get some of these people in the Democrat Party. Many of these presidential candidates are rowing as fast as they can towards that sinking ship, like Elizabeth Warren and others. So we'll have some of that coming up in the next hour. We're also going to talk about gun control, because even though Kamala Harris was kind of on the fence yesterday, well, I have to have a discussion about whether or not we're going to give, that was Monday night, actually. We talked about it yesterday, but it was Monday night at the town hall. I think it was in New Hampshire, Vermont. I think it was New Hampshire. Anyway, as Bernie is going full bore on giving Charles Manson the vote, and others like him, the convicted Boston bomber, anybody who's in jail for a lifetime sentence and is Breitbart, crank through the numbers. We're talking about nearly a couple hundred thousand murders and nearly as many rapists that they want to give the vote to. No, these people have had their rights taken from them for a reason. But Kamala Harris couldn't really commit to it. Hey, I haven't thought about this. Oh, gee, I don't know. So we'll have to have a conversation about that, because that's the usual dodge. Well, apparently she did have a conversation with her campaign managers, and she has now arrived at a position. So she doesn't believe that those who are still in prison should have any voting rights. But she's also pointed out in the last couple of days that she doesn't believe any of you gun owners should have any rights either, even though you haven't been convicted. That's her conviction, that the Second Amendment does not apply. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and the longer the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just heard Leo Zagami. He has a new article out today talking about how the Archbishop, a cardinal there in Sri Lanka, the site of the attack, somebody who is very close to Pope Francis, who could not call these people Islamic terrorists. You now have this guy who's very close to the Pope there in Sri Lanka, says these people are animals, they are murderers, they are terrorists, but they aren't Muslims. He said they don't believe in God. No, I would beg to differ. That is quite obviously disinformation. And as we pointed out with Leo, and he's run articles about the fact that you now have this individual right there in the center of Rome attacked for wearing a crucifix. A person stabbed him in the neck. The man from Morocco, you know, of course the Pope is just in Morocco, praising Muslims, telling Christians, the small Christian minority there, to shut up. Don't talk about your faith to Muslims. And of course, the Pope gave them an example. He did not talk about Christianity, wouldn't talk about Jesus, wouldn't talk about the cross. And evidently, even though he's trying to create this unification of religions, and we're all on the same team, and we're all worshiping the same God, says the Pope, as Leo Zagami points out, Chrislam, what he's trying to create, evidently, the Muslims apparently didn't get the memo. This is a Muslim from Morocco that stabbed this man who was wearing a crucifix in the neck. He's now been arrested for attempted homicide, calling him a Catholic piece of excrement, but he didn't use the term excrement. Explicative deleted, as Richard Nixon would say. Of course, we've seen many places in Italy ashamed of even the crosses in their cemeteries. Even in Germany, take a look at this. You know, we have, when we look at what's going on in Italy, what's going on in Germany, what's going on in France, in Nigeria, in Sri Lanka, it is a global clash of religions. It's not Chrislam, it's Islam against Christians. And then we're going to talk about Muslim-on-Muslim violence in Saudi Arabia, in Brunei, other places, because as we pointed out yesterday, we were talking about that, Travis came in, he said, well, you know, how many of these, you've got the Washington Post falsely claiming that there's more attacks on Muslims than there are Christians. That's not true, according to Pew Research. And as Travis pointed out, how many of the attacks on Muslims are from other sects of Muslims? Because they hate each other as much as they hate us. They believe that these competing sects, you know, you've got the Sunni, the Shia, the Wahhabis, and many others, and each of them believe that the other Muslims that are following this, this other division, this other denomination, if you will, of Islam, they believe that they're just as much infidels as you or I. And so they're attacking each other. But let's take a look at what's going on in Germany. We talked with Leo Zagami about what was going on in Italy. In Germany, German lawmakers, report Zero Hedge, across the spectrum yesterday, called for stronger protections of Christian minorities worldwide following coordinated attacks at the Sri Lankan churches this last Sunday. More than 300 people have been killed, and of course, 500 people are injured. The casualties may go up. And members of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel's party, as well as the Liberal Free Democrats and the Greens, all expressed their concern about what they saw as growing violence against Christians. Well, they've always been concerned in this. They've always been a part of this. They've always been involved in this. It's their open border policy that has enabled this. But now they pretend that they feel our pain. And this is the pattern, folks, that will be used here in America, that is being used here in America. The Democrats, who say that they are the champions of women and of LGBT, are also bringing in Muslims. And then when the Muslims start to attack these other demographic groups that the Democrats say they are the protectors of, they'll pretend, who knew? Who knew that this was going to happen? Germany's Commissioner for Religious Freedom told Die Welt newspaper that the Sri Lankan attacks were part of what appeared to be a global trend. You think? Oh, gee, it's almost funny. It's not funny. We saw this happening. We know that this is happening, but they're just so surprised. And they now identify a trend. They said Christians are the target of radical Muslims worldwide. See, he's able to say what the Democrats will not say right now. It's not time for them to say that here in America. They can say it in Europe because there's no going back. They've already gone far enough that there's no return on this. He said, it is incomprehensible given Christianity's close relation to Islam, still selling the lie, the same lie that the Pope is selling. And then you have the French government. As Daily Caller points out, the media is largely silent about what is happening there. Church vandalism, for example. The executive director of a watchdog group that's dedicated to maintaining the rights of Christians in Europe confirmed to the Daily Caller that instances of vandalism against Christian sites in France have risen exponentially in the past decade. She also explained the opening months of 2019 have been especially worrisome. She said that the physical destruction of Christian sites is a symptom of deeper problems affecting Christians in Europe. This is Ellen Fantini of the Vienna-based Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. She said the examples of intolerance and discrimination range from social and legal pressures to explicit violence and aggression. See, that's the two different steps. When it's intolerance and discrimination, which is where we are right now in America, they can pretend they don't know what's going on. And no, no, no. If you have any concern about that, you are Islamophobic. You're the problem, Christians, or even non-Christians, if you're concerned about this. And then when it gets to the point of explicit violence and aggression, then they come out and say, this is incomprehensible. You do not know the meaning of that word. You keep using that word, but you do not know what it means. You know, go back to the Princess Bride, right? The section on France that they have in that report is more than 13 pages long, more than any other country. France saw more than 2,000 anti-Christian acts in 2017 and 18, according to official figures from the French Ministry of the Interior. And, of course, that means that the actual figures are much higher. The ministry would not specify what those acts were. They said, well, we don't want to give you any details on them because we don't want the statistics to be manipulated. Well, if you give people the details, they would report them. That's what you don't want to have happen. They said in previous years, the ministry was more forthcoming about the nature of the acts that were committed. They said in 2018, about 100 of these acts were violent acts against people. And then the remaining figure represents a 252% rise since 2008. That's 2.5 times. Okay, so we've looked at Italy. We've looked at Germany. We've looked at France. And, of course, what the mainstream media does not want to report on is Nigeria. We've talked about how more than 6,000 people have been killed there by Muslims in the northern part of the country, targeting Christians. There's no racial dimension to this. It's black Muslims versus black Christians. But it is massive, massive. Dozens of people killed and events that are happening on essentially a weekly basis. Now we've just had on Easter Sunday, we have reports coming out now of a man who rammed into a parade of children on Easter Sunday. These Christian children would not get out of his way. He got angry at them. It resulted in the death of 11 people and the injury of more than 30 others, mostly children. It's one of these northwestern towns where you have the war of the Muslim majority aligned with the government against the Christian minority. He is being described as an off-duty security agent. His name is Abdullah. They accused him of ramming into the procession on purpose. The driver of the car had a heated argument with the children. They made way for him to pass, and then he drove straight into them. And the crowd was so furious, they drug him and his passenger out of the car and killed them on the spot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again, go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodine in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogen, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got 4 or 5 positions in IT. And a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got 4 or 5 places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure.
Tech jobs at Infowars.com. Tech jobs at Infowars.com. Tech jobs at Infowars.com. BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, they found now 87 different bomb detonators in just one location in Sri Lanka, the bus station, the main bus station. And lawmakers are proposing a burqa ban in Sri Lanka because they said there was a large number of women involved as suicide bombers. This has always been the concern, that they would be able to cover their entire face so they could not be recognized even if they were known to law enforcement. And, of course, law enforcement typically stands down in these areas, doesn't do anything. They were warned 10 days in advance about these attacks. They did absolutely nothing. As Leo Zagami pointed out, they fully expect European law enforcement to stand down as these fugitives from Syria, ISIS, that was created, armed, trained by the U.S. government, just going all the way back to the Mujahideen, going all the way back to, of all people, John McCain. Remember, it goes all the way back to the 1980s. It was the Mujahideen that they began arming. That's what they were called at that time. Then they became Al-Qaeda. But when they were still calling them the Mujahideen, you had John McCain holding GOP fundraisers where he would bring some of them in and he would encourage the wealthy female Republicans who wanted to go to these meetings to adopt a Muj, he said. And so, that's what they were doing. They were, each of them were sponsoring a Mujahideen. And then John McCain sponsored them his entire life. We got pictures of him meeting with the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Oh, that's right. They called themselves ISIS at that point, or Al-Nusra, whatever. You know, they're constantly changing their names, so we are supposed to pretend that we don't know who they are. Well, we know who they are. We know who the people are in the American government who train them, who arm them, who fund them, who move them from place to place for their proxy wars, and now they're moving them to Europe. And, of course, they will stand down there as well. But in Sri Lanka, they're concerned about the large number of women involved with the Easter bombing, and they say that women wearing burqas were spotted fleeing the sites of the church bombing. They suspected that a considerable number of those involved with the terror plot were, in fact, women. And at the same time that the Sri Lankan lawmakers are saying, we've got to ban the burqa in public because they're using it to commit their acts of terrorism, you have an Iranian lawyer who for years defended women's right to remove the hijab. She has now been sentenced herself to 38 years and 148 lashes. Now, if you understand anything about how the lash punishment, the public whipping punishment, is conducted, she may not serve those 38 years. The 148 lashes by themselves might kill her. So you've got one country where they're banning burqas in public because they're being used by the Islamic terrorists, which Pope Francis and his cardinal tell us they're not Muslims. They're just terrorists. Yeah, they don't shout Allahu Akbar, you know, which most of the mainstream media will translate as God is great. No, it's our God is greater than your God is what it means. And they are religious and they are following Islam and they do believe in a connection, a unification of church and mosque. I'm sorry, of state and mosque, not church and state, but state and mosque. That is foundational to their religion. It is part of fundamentalist Islam that the government is their religion. Christians have an aversion to that because we've seen how that's been abused in the past. That's one of the reasons why Christianity is not compatible with globalism. One of the reasons. The globalists know that we have seen that abused before. They know that it isn't a part of Christianity, that it was an aberrant form of Christianity that merged the government with the church. They know that Christians have gone down that path before. They know how it corrupted their religion, and they don't want to have any part of that. So Christianity has to be removed and replaced with a religion that is, has that as its very foundation, as a fundamental belief. And so here in Iran, after two trials that have been described by Amnesty International as, quote, grossly unfair, unquote, she's been sentenced to 38 years in prison and 148 lashes. This woman had dedicated her life to defending Iranian women who were prosecuted for removing their hijabs in public and has been in the crosshairs of Iran's theocratic government for years. In 2010, she was convicted of conspiring to harm state security. Oh, that kind of sounds like the charges against Julian Assange. Conspiring to harm state security. And she served half of a 6-year sentence. Well, he's been locked up longer than she was. Then in June of last year, she was rearrested on an array of dubious charges. There's the Assange link again. Tried in secret, which is what they hope to do to Julian Assange. Details of her ordeal have often come via her husband, who wrote of the harsh sentence on Facebook on Monday. So she's going to get 38 years, 148 lashes because she defended women's right to take off this symbol of oppression and Sharia law. And in Sri Lanka, they want to ban it because it's being used for terrorism. But here in America, we've got Nancy Pelosi defending it, making it legal for Ilhan Omar to wear this sign of oppression and Sharia law and terrorism in the halls of Congress. That's your Democrats for you, the Democrat Party. Now, let's talk about Islam on Islam. Saudi Arabia, our head-chopping allies, are at it again. They've conducted a mass beheading of 37, mostly Shiites, two of them crucified. It's described as the largest mass execution of Shiites in the kingdom's history. And, of course, as Zero Hedge points out, it didn't take place in one of our official enemies. It didn't take place in Assad's Syria, of course, or Putin's Russia. And, of course, we were told that, and it was a lie, you know, we were told that Assad gassed his own people with sarin gas, and that was eventually pulled back. For lack of proof and for being proved otherwise by the people who actually did reporting there, even the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Nevertheless, it said dozens of people have been gassed with Syrian, by the Syrian leader. And so President Trump fired missiles into Syria based on those accusations before any investigation. Why? Because the military industrial complex, people like Mike Pompeo, we lie, we cheat, we steal. Yeah, that's what he said. Texas A&M last week. We lie, we cheat, we steal. CIA. We got classes on how to do that. We've also got classes on how to assassinate, how to torture. And maybe they got classes on how to lie to the president, too. So I guess the question is, when will Pompeo, Bolton, Nikki Haley, when will they demand that the president fire missiles into Saudi Arabia? Because, you know, dozens of people were killed there. And they're actually kind of proud of it, too. They take the heads and put them on poles. as a deterrent, as a warning to other people. Don't violate Sharia law. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force, so I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the display of barbarity by our Saudi allies. I've always said it's kind of interesting. Of course, we know the politics behind it, why they made such a big deal out of Khashoggi being chopped to pieces, presumably alive, by the Saudis, by Mohammed bin Salman's thugs. And I said at the time, I said, well, yeah, that's barbaric. It's a tragedy for his family and so forth. But why are they making such a big deal about this? Because this happens all the time in Saudi Arabia. They're very proud of it, as a matter of fact. And I can well understand why MBS would be taken aback and say, but why are you complaining about this now? I mean, we do it all the time. And we didn't even show this one. You know, we had the quote unquote decency to do it privately. So why are you complaining about that? That's what we are. Those are our allies. Those are the people that Henry Kissinger put in charge of our currency, our petrodollar. And we've been their indentured servants ever since. And so this execution of 37 people, they're very proud of that. They tied two of the deceased's heads and bodies to poles in the manner of a crucifixion as a public warning to others. Most of these people were Shiites. One of the executions was a well-known Shia religious leader, Sheikh Mohammed. Oh, I've heard of him before. And of course, he has a different last name. But this is what they do all the time. And as we said yesterday, it's Islam against Islam. You know, different one sect against another sect. As I point out, only 4 months into the year, the Saudi state has officially put to death 100 people. Compared to 149 that were killed over all of last year, 2018. They're on a pace to set a new record this year. And so how are things working out in Brunei? You know, Brunei, again, as it declared its independence, it outlawed homosexuality. It would jail people for that. But, of course, that was just the beginning. You know, they're going to gradually ease into these things. That is the way of Islam, the path of peace, the path of submission to other people. It's about turning up the fire gradually on people. And now they're the left, especially Hollywood, is very upset because this Beverly Hills hotel that's owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And so they're trying to organize boycott and so forth because they have now made it a death penalty instead of just locking people up. Brunei has fired off in response an angry letter. How dare you be intolerant of our execution of homosexuals, they said. They fired off an angry letter to the European Parliament. They demanded, they defended their decision to begin stoning people for gay sex and adultery. Make sure we talk about that, right? Because this is something that Booty Gay needs to get clear. It's for both adultery and for gay sex. And, you know, Booty Gay says gay sex is good, but adultery is bad. Well, God says both are bad, but the Muslims are going to kill people for those two things. Not even going to lock them up. You know, we don't do that. Christians don't do that. We don't lock people up even. But we're not going to call what God says is evil. We're not going to say that's a good thing. And for that, Booty Gay and the LGBT lobby hate us more than they do the Sultan of Brunei. He says, for several centuries, Islam has been the official religion of Brunei, in his letter to the European Parliament. He said, we should be given tolerance, respect, understanding, and the giving of policy space. He says, the offenses will not apply to non-Muslims unless the act of adultery or sodomy is committed by a Muslim. So there's their tolerance. That's what they define tolerance as. Unless there's a Muslim involved, they won't stone you with those sins of gay sex and adultery. But of course, you know, it might be, shot to death or amputated if you're caught, and found guilty of theft, robbery, or other crimes. But he says, we are, you know, they're not barbaric, says the Sultan of Brunei. He says, you should tolerate their ancient religion of Islam. They are not barbarians. They have extremely high thresholds of evidence. They require no less than two or four men of high moral standing and piety to be witnesses. So therefore, they are very tolerant. And we've got U.S. Islamic scholars here praising the Brunei death penalty for homosexuality. That's a U.S. Islamic scholar. In the U.K., we have a Muslim psychologist under fire for supporting a campaign that reportedly endorsed lashing and killing of gay people. But if you listen to Buttigieg and the Democrat Party, their enemies are Christians. They're not concerned about the rise of Islam. We are Islamophobic. We are homophobic because we don't celebrate what they do. They are angry at us. Homosexuality has been illegal in Brunei since the nation gained its independence from Britain in 84. Prior to this year, however, they have not executed people for these crimes. So how does this all eventually wash out? There's a great article on WND by one of their writers, David Kupelian, who is Armenian. And, of course, the term genocide was first used to describe what the Muslim Turks did to the Armenian Christians. Kupelian's grandmother survived that. She survived that with her son, who was Kupelian's father. The rest of the family, for the most part, was killed in that Armenian genocide. He said, decades ago, when I was very young, my grandmother would talk frequently about the Armenian genocide, where she and my dad, as a little boy, had barely survived. And here's the strange thing to her. She said, the Turkish people are very hospitable. She said, with surprising warmth, he reports, seeing that they had murdered her husband and dozens of other members of her extended family, just a few of the 1.5 million Christian Armenians that were killed by the Turks during the first genocide of the 20th century. However, continuing her story, she intimated to me that the Muslim Turks lived under the spell of strange forces. She said they were very hospitable. They'd invite you in, but if a distant signal was given, and it sounded something like a trumpet, she said, then they would instantly change and they would attempt to harm you. Yet if the sound, if the signal sounded again, they would immediately switch back to normal. Even if they had injured you after the first signal, as soon as the second signal sounded, they would bind up the very wounds that they had inflicted on you. And he said he's looked into that. That's been a puzzle to him all of his life. So he looked into it. He found a book talking about this from a Scottish historian, Lord Kinross, talking about the legacy of jihad. And he described it. It actually was a trumpet signal. He said each operation between bugle calls followed a similar pattern. First, the Turkish troops came into a town for the purpose of massacre. Then came the Kurdish irregulars and tribesmen for the purpose of plunder. Finally came the Holocaust by fire and destruction, which spread with the pursuit of fugitives and mopping up operations throughout the lands and the villages. He said, cruelest and most ruinous of all were the massacres of Urfa, where the Armenian Christians numbered a third of the population. When the bugle blast ended the day's operations, some 3,000 refugees poured into the cathedral, hoping for sanctuary. But the next morning, a Sunday, a fanatic mob swarmed into the church in an orgy of slaughter, rifling at shrines with cries of, call upon Christ to prove himself a greater prophet than Muhammad. Then they amassed a large pile of straw, spread it over the litter of corpses, set it on fire with petroleum. The woodwork of the gallery and the crowd of women and children crouched, wailing in terror, caught fire, and perished alive in the flames. But then, punctiliously, at 3:30 in the afternoon, the bugle blew once more, and the Muslim officials proceeded around the Armenian quarter to proclaim that the massacres were over. And the total casualties in the town, including those slaughtered at the cathedral, amounted to 8,000 dead.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus. Clarity. Energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy later in the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout Combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, what you have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@InfoWars.com. Techjobs@InfoWars.com. Techjobs@InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and I want to talk about the hollow and laughable comments of Hillary Clinton. Now, hollow and laughable was how Russia described the Mueller report, but I think it applies to Hillary Clinton. They could also add hypocritical as well. She's got a roadmap for Trump impeachment. She might not want to push that too hard because that roadmap could be used to lock her up. Without any votes, by the way. We're not going to give her any vote when she gets locked up. Before we get to that, real quickly, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports our program here, folks. You are our sponsor. And you still have the freedom to make your health choices. Exercise that while you can. Also, defend your freedom of speech and the freedom of press, the freedom to be able to read and see and hear things as well as to speak them. That's what they're after. They're trying to shut all that down. So you can sponsor your freedom as you sponsor the independent press here at InfoWars. We have at InfoWarsStore.com our annual shirt sale. We've got 50% off apparel. And of course, it's not just shirts. It's also hats and hoodies. We have new and classic designs, 50% off. We have 50% off Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together in a combo pack. And we have 25% off my favorite supplement, Brain Force Plus. If you buy that Brain Force Plus for 25% off, you also get a free natural sleep aid knockout. You get that for free as you get Brain Force Plus for 25% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And I just want to put in a plug for a article that I think is very, very important. I tweeted it out this morning before the show, and I talked about it at the beginning of the show. That report about how we've had a U.S. Navy warship with sailors and Marines quarantined at sea for months because of an outbreak of mumps. Now, understand that in the military, we have a 100% vaccination rate. And I would also point out that for the most part, most of these individuals would have been, they'd be young enough that they would have been already vaccinated as children for the MMR vaccine. So these are individuals who have been vaccinated for the most part twice. But we know that at least once, 100% of them have gotten that. And so that's a great article from Free Thought Project. I tweeted out there along with my comments about the absurdity of herd immunity, about how vaccines don't work. Very important tweet. Go to Libertarian, retweet that, read that article, pass that along, because we've got Democrats who don't believe that you have free speech. They don't believe that you should have any medical freedom either. And we had Benjamin Rush, one of the founders of this country, push very hard to have a specific amendment to protect medical freedom. That didn't make it into the Bill of Rights, but we do have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, which says if you haven't been given, delegated any powers, we as individuals retain those God-given rights, and the states retain the power. And so it's very important. Also, take a look at my YouTube channel, same name as the Twitter channel, Libertarian. Don't forget to subscribe there. Let's take a look at Hillary Clinton, a woman scorned by millions of people, not just by President Trump, by millions of people. Let's play the, we got a clip of her sharing her thoughts on President Trump and Bob Mueller's report. Let's run that clip.
Did Donald Trump obstruct justice as you read the incidences as Mueller lays them out?
Well, I think there's enough there that any other person who had engaged in those acts would certainly have been indicted, but because of the rule in the Justice Department that you can't indict a sitting president, the whole matter of obstruction was very directly sent to the Congress. I mean, if you read that part of the report, it could not be clearer. I mean, as I read it, basically what I thought it was saying is, look, we think he obstructed justice. Here are 11 examples of why we think he obstructed justice, but we're under the control of the Justice Department, and their rule is you can't indict. But we do have checks and balances in America, and there is this thing called the Congress. I mean, you could not be more explicit than, please, look at this. You may look
okay,
at
let's
it
hold it there. That's all I can take from her and how she is spinning the truth. We're not under the rule of the Justice Department. They don't make the rules. The Constitution makes the rules. You don't indict a sitting president. You, if you have evidence of crimes, the Congress can impeach him. And then the trial is held in the Senate. And then after the person is removed from office, criminal charges could be brought against that individual if that is the case. This is not something, again, she couches this in different language, and she says, oh, well, anybody else that would have done this, they would have had prosecutions coming after them. You mean somebody like you, Hillary? Because when she goes through this, she says, I have a kind of a weird personal history about impeachments. Yeah, she does. She says, it's not what you're thinking. Yeah, it was her husband who was impeached because he committed the obvious crime of lying under oath. Now, he had a lot of other obvious crimes that Ken Starr did not go after that were far more serious than lying about a consensual affair with Monica Lewinsky. There were a lot of accusations of rape and sexual assault. There were accusations of murder. There were accusations of criminal conspiracy and corruption, financial corruption. Ken Starr didn't do anything about that. He took the easy way out, and they indicted him, rather impeached him. That is the equivalent of an indictment. And then the trial is held in the Senate. Now, she said, I was one of the young lawyers who actually drafted the memo that helped to impeach President Nixon. Well, if that's the case, then she understands that some of the charges against President Nixon, for example, let's think about that, the obstruction charge. Let's see, what was that? That was because we had missing 18 minutes of an audio tape. Remember that? Oh, yeah, I've got some blank sections here in the White House, in the Oval Office recordings, and those disappeared. So he's obstructing the investigation, they said. Well, Hillary, you had 30,000 emails that disappeared. How do you weigh that? How do you weigh 30,000 emails versus 18 minutes of missing audio tape? Which is greater, I wonder? Now, those missing 18 minutes of audio tape that were involved in the Nixon impeachment, that didn't involve anything that had to do with national security, presumably. He didn't claim that anyway. But her crimes did. So not only did she obstruct justice, but she also violated national security. And then, of course, there was the charge that President Nixon had used the IRS against his political enemies, and yet we know that the Obama administration did precisely that. Instead of the IRS official, the chief, the head of the IRS, blowing the whistle on that and saying, look, he gave me a list of enemies to come after. Instead, Obama's IRS head worked with him to come after Tea Parties and so forth and got away with it. That's not only obstruction, it's collusion within that same Justice Department that went after President Trump. And so Hillary Clinton is out there saying, I'm really of the mind that we got a road map here. Yeah, we got a road map to put you in jail, lady. She says, I'm really of the mind that the Mueller report is part of the beginning. No, actually, it is the end, and you are too stupid to understand it. You know, the Russian government, after all of this Russia hysteria, and again, understand it was a red herring to distract people from the actual contents that were leaked by a whistleblower within the DNC. I believe Julian Assange, I believe WikiLeaks, I believe the former UK ambassador who said somebody handed him this. I believe William Binney, the former global technical head who said it wasn't possible to get those files transferred in that amount of time that's on the timestamp, could not transfer that internationally. He said that was handed over by some individual. I believe all those people. They have far more credibility than Hillary Clinton, the DNC, which was bought and paid for, and her private contractors, CrowdStrike and others. And we've already seen emails that have now been released as part of a FOIA request showing that they were talking about erasing all evidence of what they had done. But the Russian embassy released its own massive 128-page report Friday online. The title was Russiagate Hysteria, a Case of Severe Russophobia. They said it's nothing but, in this Mueller report, a bunch of groundless accusations that have been thrown around since the election of President Trump. Things such as Russian election meddling, the Kremlin supposedly being behind the DNC hack, as well as Trump working with Russian intelligence. But that is still being pushed, quite frankly, by Attorney General Barr, pushed to come after Julian Assange. So you're still going to have that Russiagate thing. President Trump has evidently been let off the hook by the deep state bureaucratic coup. But they're going to still be coming after Julian Assange. And they're still going to be traipsing out that tired old charge of Russia to come after Julian Assange. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.